They build a course and then they sell it to you. This is how I did it. And you pay thousands and thousands, sometimes tens of thousands of dollars. Some even guarantee results, which that should scare you right out of the gate. But I want to share is just be wary of that. Really do your due diligence on the individual, do due diligence on what they're training.
If you have over $200,000 sitting stagnant in your bank, retirement account, or home equity, then you're literally losing money. On this show, you learn how to get that money working for you consistently and conservatively. Learn to grow your nest egg with your host, Sean Winslow. Let's dive in.
Welcome back to another Finance Friday episode. I'm your host, Sean Winslow, and this is the Multifamily Money Podcast. What is going on, everyone? You know the drill. Every Friday, we're coming at you with all things personal finance, from tricks, tips, and strategies on how to get your money working not only harder for you, but smarter, because we know it's not what you make, but what you keep. And today, I want to go over a few things first before I really get into the topic and kind of the trick, personal finance kind of tip I want to share. And that's just to get a little update. We've had a lot of things happen in the market since last Friday. They released the inflation numbers, which currently at 7.1% year over year. So it is coming down. However, we peaked at 9.1% in June. Remember that. And I don't think we're going to see inflation lower than 4% in 2023. I just don't think we are. I think there's going to be a lagging effect. And partially part of that is what we just saw the Fed do. The Fed just came out and raised rates to 4.25% to 4.5%. So that in that band, that's effective Fed funds rate is. So they increased another 50 basis points. It is lighter than previous hikes where they were hiking at 75 basis points. And Jerome Powell did indicate that there will be more to come in 2023. And I think 2023, we're going to see the Fed funds effective rate anywhere from 5 to 5.25 to 5.25 to 5.5%. I think they've kind of indicated that they wanted to get to that 5% mark. And I think they're going to continue pushing that. It's just going to be interesting to see, because goal is to get inflation down to the 2 to 3% range. I just don't see that happening in 2023. I think we're going to be somewhere around 4, 4.25, 4.5, somewhere around there. I think we're going to end up. What's going to result in that is what I kind of consider the lag effect. And that lag effect is going to go into 2024. Because we're talking about all this stuff, right? Inflation, we're hoping to go down. Interest rates are going up. We've already seen home values, both in residential and commercial side of real estate, we've seen values come down. But I think there's going to be a bigger lag effect. It really hasn't hurt people yet. People really haven't felt the pressure. Where we're seeing it is at the purchase table, right? When you're going to buy something, people just can't afford or make sense of spending what we were spending at today's interest rate. It just doesn't make sense. Same with other things that you got to buy with debt. People that buy cars with debt obviously preferred buy it in cash. That's the smart move to do because it's an appreciating asset. I get there are circumstances, but in today's market with interest rates rising, doesn't make as much sense. And that's part of the lag effect. I think buying cars, buying homes, credit card, we're really going to feel the pain that's going to bleed over into 2024 from 2023. And that's because credit card companies are going to raise their interest rates. They already started it, but I think they're going to raise it even more. If you're already above 20%, you're definitely going to be above 20%. We already know where consumer credit card debt is right now. It's the highest it's been in years. That's really going to pinch people and it's going to exacerbate the problem, right? Because it's just going to compound the fact. They're not paying it off. It's just going to keep compounding. Cars, interest rates on cars are going to go up. Interest rates on homes are going to go up. It's really just, there's going to be this lag effect that's really going to hit the consumer, really going to hit it. And what's going to happen is we're going to see volume down on stuff. So when there's volume down, when there's less demand and the supply is still there, prices are going to have to come down to shorten that or to fill in that gap, right? So we're going to see that lag effect. I really do think prices on things are going to come down. Now, is it going to be a big bubble? Really depends on the market. And on the commercial side of things, obviously in real estate, it's market specific. So it really depends on your market. The markets that I am in, I don't see it being a bubble because the markets I'm in, there is just such a high demand with not a lot of supply and not a lot of supply on the horizon either in the pipeline. I see prices coming down, right? I see cap rates expanding, but in a more narrow band than we've seen in the past. And that's just because the demand's there, especially on the multifamily side. This is becoming more and more of a main street investment vehicle, right? It used to just be high net worth individuals, both retail high net worth individuals and more institutional, like family offices, private equity, insurance companies, all that type of thing, all that sort of player, right? And now it's everyone. Everyone's searching for yield. The bond market's had its worst year ever on recorded history. And that's generally where you've gone to find yield, right? So now people are looking for alternatives. And real estate, specifically multifamily, has been one of those. So I do think it's going to, cap rates are going to trade in a more narrow band than they have in the past. That does not mean they won't go up, because I feel they will. Now, for today's topic, it's going to be a short one, but I've seen more and more of this, and that is buy my course. And what I mean by that is someone has done something, whether it be in real estate, stock market, crypto, e-commerce, business, YouTube automation, whatever it is, they've had some type of success, whether it's, you know, a lot or not, they've had some type of success, and then they build a course and then they sell it to you. This is how I did it. And you pay thousands and thousands, sometimes tens of thousands of dollars. I've even seen somewhere it's 100K and it's, hey, this is how I did it. Pretty much some even guarantee results, which that should scare you right out of the gate. But I want to share is just be wary of that. Really do your due diligence on the individual, do due diligence on what they're training. One thing I always look for is, okay, they did it. They've done this, right? How long have they been doing it? And are they currently doing it? I can speak on the real estate side of things. When I looked for a mentor, I wanted to see someone who had been doing it for a while. The individual I found had been in real estate for 15 years, and almost 10 of those had been on the multifamily side. So I felt comfortable with that. And two, the individual was still doing it today and still is currently. I didn't want someone who had maybe had 10, 15 years of success, but hadn't done it in 5 years. Well, something like real estate, that's changing every year, if not every day. What worked for you a year ago might not work for you today. And so I just wanted to get on here and just be wary of that, because I'm seeing a lot of people, some that are my contemporaries that have been in the game less time than I have, are making courses. They're selling courses for tens of thousands of dollars. And yeah, they've had a little bit of success, but one, they haven't weathered any type of real storm. On the real estate side of things, they're teaching how to find a deal, how to fund a deal, which is very important, but they're not teaching how to operate a deal. One, because maybe they really haven't operated a deal to completion, or they haven't operated it through multiple market cycles. And I'm not trying to be a hater. I never want to hate on anyone's success. I just don't want to see anyone get hurt. And whether it be from spending a lot of money and not getting what you thought you should get, or spending a lot of money and then getting into something and you get hurt, especially if you're doing something where you're raising money, fiduciary for other people's hard-earned money. Very important to take this seriously. So it's also important to vet the people that you're going to learn from and take them very seriously. And to me, this is a major tip for personal finance, because you shouldn't just be throwing your money around to anyone. Shouldn't just be taking advice from anyone, especially if that advice is teaching you how to be a steward of other people's money, or lack thereof being a steward, right? So yeah, I just want to get here and share that. Next week, I want to talk about that lag effect I mentioned about what's going to happen in 2024. I want to dive deeper into that. All right, everybody. Well, thank you for tuning in as always. And as I always mention, if you got value out of this, please, please share it with someone who you also think could get value. If you haven't done so, please leave a rating review. That's how we get in front of more people and how we can share the message. Hey guys, you know what it is. Easy doesn't pay well. And instant gratification is self-destructive. So not only get out there and work hard for your money, but have your money work hard for you, so you can create the lives of your dream for yourself, for your family, and we can all have the time and capital to make the world a better place. All right, everybody, catch you on the next one.
Hey, this is Sean Winslow. After being in the financial service industry for years and having candid conversations with good people just like you, I realized that so many of us are wanting an investment strategy that provides solid returns and consistent income without the bumps in the road. There's little known secret that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. There is an investment out there that is less volatile and the returns are stronger. Get more details by going to greenbriercg.com and clicking on the free e-report. And by the way, if this show has provided you any value, then feel free to leave an honest written review, and of course, share it with a friend who needs it. See you next week for another great show.